All right, looking for a way to help during all this. This is something all of us can do, and it's such a really, really cool, special thing. You know, the number one question we get on the text line, through my email, through social media from you, is just, hey, look, I'm looking for a way to help. Sometimes you say, look, I've got clothes to donate. I've got this. I can make masks. I have masks. Where can I send them? I'm a restaurateur. Give me someone we can send our food to. We want to make meals for the needy. Whatever. We hear it all the time. This is a very simple thing that is making a huge difference. It all started from Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune. If you follow his columns, he does great work. And he was writing about, look, there are people in isolation right now. They're living alone. And I think there's a focus on senior citizens and that sort of said, hey, let's remember them and what could help. And Rex, thanks for joining us, because you did this amazing thing that just has grown and grown and grown, even as a hashtag now, Pandemic Pals, #PandemicPals. Hey, Rex, thanks for being on WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not sure if that was the best name or not, but whatever, it worked. So.
It totally worked. You've got hundreds and hundreds of people reaching out to you at the Tribune saying, look, what a good idea. Explain the idea so that our listeners understand what it is you're doing, what you kind of came up with and how it all evolved.
Sure. Yeah. Well, when this all first started and we were officially shut down, I one of the first things I started to think about was people living in senior facilities, assisted living facilities, because I've gone to a number of these places, either, you know, whether I was interviewing, I've gone to speak there a couple times at places around Chicago. And you know, there's a real vibrant social aspect to places like that. And all of a sudden that's gone. And I was reading about facilities where they're even if there hadn't been an outbreak, you know, everybody's in their room, and I just thought, geez, that's rough. And you saw the pictures of people like going outside the window to visit their, you know, grandparent or something.
Right.
So I thought, all right,
touch the window a little bit just to feel like you had some
contact,
some human contact.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So I wrote as I often do. It wasn't really. I was sort of throwing an idea at the wall to see what would happen, and just said, hey, what if people, you know, reached out to find, you know, seniors, maybe people with disabilities in different facilities who could use a little attention and a little, you know, human contact, whether it's, you know, by phone or by mail or what have you. And what quickly happened after I wrote that was I heard from a lot of different places that said, hey, you know, our residents would absolutely love to get mail. Phone calls are tricky, but the mail side of things would just be fantastic. So I also started hearing from readers saying, I'd love to do something. And so I just sort of, you know, we all have, now that all the errand running and taking kids to soccer practice and stuff.
Home improvement.
Home, mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of extra time. So I just started taking the emails and saying, okay, here's an address. Here's somebody that wants it. Boom, boom. And just sending stuff along and not really knowing exactly what was going to happen. And then I started hearing back from some of the facilities saying, oh my God, we got hundreds of cards and, you know, pictures, and then there's people writing cards, sending photos of their kids at the table, doing all these cool drawings, and it was just really great to see. And it's just kind of gone on from there. I keep kind of plugging it a little bit on social media, then I wrote a column about it this week, just as a sort of follow-up, and saying, hey, we got another month at least here, so let's keep it going, and people do great things. It's just awesome to see.
It is awesome to see. Hundreds is what you wrote, and I do mean hundreds of Trib readers have stepped forward, written hundreds upon hundreds of cards and letters to seniors, people with disabilities all across the area. Are you looking for, if anyone is has a senior home or something like that, are you looking for them to contact you still? Or which side of the equation are you looking for the most of, the people who would like letters or the people who would write letters?
I'll take whatever I can get. I don't really have a preference. Right now, after the column ran this week, I've gotten just today, gosh, I've got probably 70 to 100 emails that I need to respond to from people who want to write. So I have places to direct them, of course, but I can always take more. And the thing that's amazing is that, you know, I hear from somebody, but that person actually represents maybe their entire family, which could be 4, 5, 6 people, or in some cases I'm hearing from teachers who have, like, their whole class wants to write stuff, or I had a Girl Scout troop, and, you know, just today somebody wrote saying they, you know, with their extended family, they can send about 100 cards, they think, and so, you know, it is a multiplier effect here, and if there are places that think they, you know, someone who works at or knows someone at a living facility or a SILA or, you know, anything like that, who has people who they think might like to get some cards and letters from folks just wishing them well, then shoot me an email and I'll get folks going. It's remarkably easy to do, frankly. And it just shows you kind of the kindness of most people. You know, when you open a door, they tend to sort of rush in.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the city is just, I'm hearing it again and again, how this, you know, in very bad times, it's bringing out the very best in Chicagoans.
Oh, yeah.
And all of us. And I can't get enough of that, because it's just, it's who we are, and it's who we need to be right now, and it's making a difference. You know, I just think, well, what a great idea for kids. You know, you got kids at home right now. You're looking for something meaningful to do. In addition to your schoolwork and your e-learning and whatever else you're doing, just say, hey, why don't we pause and write some letters to folks who might, you know, want a nice kind word, or, you know, just kind of a some sort of thing. Are you doing actual cards, or are there emails as well? Or how does it all work, Rex?
It's all been cards and letters, because a lot of the folks that are on the receiving end are not, they don't have email always. I mean, some might, but so it's all been cards and letters. Oftentimes, going, you know, like a dear resident, you know, they're sort of general cards and letters going to a facility that can then hand them out to everybody. So everybody, whoever is there, however many people live there, everyone's getting some mail. I have a decent number of actual, like, individuals that people have said, hey, my dad's in a facility and he'd love to get some mail. So I've got some specific folks, but also just, you know, some individual facilities that are welcoming any and all cards and letters they can get. And the nice thing, too, that I, again, didn't expect was some folks have gotten letters back already from some of the seniors that they wrote. And so they're starting to have these little back and forth conversations via mail. And it's just really cool. I mean, I've seen, once a day I get I'll see an email come along from somebody showing me what they wrote or showing me the response. And it's just,
yeah,
it's
share
great.
Some of those, Rex. Just want any of them that stick out in your mind. Generally.
There was one just, and I mean, a lot of times it's real simple, but just the other day, there was just this very nice note that somebody shared with me through email that they had received, and the person just said, and I don't have it right in front of me, I'm paraphrasing, but it basically was just like, it was so nice to know that somebody out there was thinking about me, you know?
So
it's that really simple, yeah, exactly, and we kind of, I mean, the one thing about this moment, I think, whether we like it or not, it's caused everybody to slow down a little bit. And I think these kind of connections that are meaningful were often missed in sort of the fast pace of the way we were all running 900 miles an hour prior to this. So, you know, we all keep kind of looking for some sort of positive to take away from an awful thing that's happening, and maybe that's one of them, is that, you know, it's causing some folks to sort of slow down and say, you know what, it is nice to just kind of reach out to somebody, and you recognize how meaningful that can be to a person.
We have a 706 says, a listener says, as a way for me to support the U.S. Post Office and stay connected with my family in a fun way, I've been writing letters to my parents and grandparents, my own grandparents, and they're loving it. It feels good to hold something someone wrote. And I think there's some truth to that, too. That feels as close to the human contact as you can get, right, in this situation.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
And here's another thing you point out in your article that I had not thought of, but you interviewed a woman with a senior companion program, and she talked about how even her seniors, under normal circumstances, would have their independence, and they'd be going out. They might be volunteering. They might be doing things to help others, or depending on where they are and the capabilities. But they, those people are now sidelined because of being in a high risk group, and so it's sort of like their kind of life has been taken away from them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody is dealing with varying levels of fairly dramatic change to their lives, you know. And if it's whether you were a senior who was, you know, like you said, volunteering out and helping other seniors, that's one thing. Or, you know, some were in a assisted living facility where they had this regular social engagement and people coming to visit and all this sort of thing. And it's all just like a light switch went off. It's all changed. And so I think anything that gives people a little something to look forward to a little something to brighten their day. One of those volunteers you're talking about, actually, the person who runs that senior volunteer organization, said that she got a call from one of her volunteers who had received a card from a stranger and was having a really bad day, and the card just really turned their day around. So, you know, it's great. I mean, it's just nice to hear that sort of thing happening.
Did you expect, when you wrote that first column, just sort of pointing out, hey, let's not forget the people living alone right now, did you expect this kind of reaction? I mean, this had to be much bigger than you even thought.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Careful. It's like, careful what you ask for a little bit. No,
uh-huh.
it's
It's keeping you busy.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I kind of like to throw things out and see what happens. I mean, I have seen, and I'm sure you've seen this as well over the years, people do tend to respond really amazingly to crises and when something bad happens and stuff. So part of me is not surprised because I have seen this kind of, you know, mass response to problematic things in the past. But as far as, you know, the idea that I put out there wasn't entirely well formed. So I didn't quite envision, I had sort of thought of it as more of a, hey, everybody reach out within their own social networks and try to find people. But I don't care. I mean, I'm happy to do it, be the go-between. It's not a problem. You know, it's not a problem. So,
yeah.
And it, frankly, it's, giving me, daily heartwarming, signs of people doing great stuff. So I'm feel lucky to be on the receiving end of that. So that's cool.
Nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, that's you're doing meaningful stuff here. I mean, you're writing meaningful stuff, but then you're on the side now. You're working this whole thing. You just can't quit now. You got to keep going till the end of the stay at home order, or maybe beyond, Rex. You got to keep doing this. You can't stop. How do people get involved, Rex? Let us know what Pandemic Pals. It's a hashtag, Pandemic Pals. If you even search that online, you'll in Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune, you'll find it. But go ahead, tell us any good ways to get in touch with you.
Yeah, the best way is just through email, just rhupke, rhuppke, @chicagotribune.com. Or if you Google me and find a column, my email's at the bottom of the columns, so you can do it that way. But yeah, email's the best route. I'm on Twitter, it's just @my name, @Rex, rexhuppke. So I will respond any which way. I will say there is a slight delay in responding because I've been a bit
overloaded.
but I catch up eventually. So
I hear that. I like this. At the end of one of your columns, you said you ended it this way. Thank you, Chicagoans. Thank you for rushing in just like you always do. And that is, it's so true. Thanks, Rex.
It is true. And I love this, whole area, the city. I mean, people are amazing. And it's just so great to see. I'm not surprised on that front.
No, reminder of what's good in the world. So awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing it, Rex. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Keep us posted, too, on things, okay?
You bet.
All right, Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune.